have a desire to share some of the word. It's a burden the Lord put on my heart that sometimes the Lord gives a message and I don't always know the reason for it, but I trust that the Spirit of the Lord will do with this message what He wants in each one of our hearts today. I'd like to speak about a moment or moments. You saw me pause when I wrote on the board. I wasn't quite sure if I should write a moment or moments. But I'd like to talk to you about the value of a moment this morning. Our lives are composed of moments. A moment, by definition, is a brief period of time. Normally, when someone says a moment, it normally should mean a very brief period of time. I know all of you probably heard preachers say, "I'll be done in a moment," and it was an extended period of time. Or someone says, "Well, I'll be there in a moment," and they showed up 30 minutes later. That's really not what we normally define as a moment. But in context, a moment is a brief period of time. And when we look in the past, you know that it's usually brief periods of time that highlight our memories. If you were to go on vacation, you came home, I said, "Well, how was your vacation? What did you do?" Your vacation, the memories that you made were probably really moments. Because there's a lot of time that lapsed. Many of us were at Monarch just 2 weeks ago. And do you know that I don't remember everything that happened at Monarch? I came away saying the Spirit of the Lord really blessed in the meeting. I came away saying there was a sweet spirit in the meeting. I would go away saying that it was better than sometimes. That there was just a good spirit. And I appreciated that. But I don't remember every song that we sang. I don't remember, I could probably go through and remember most of the messages actually. But I don't remember the particulars of everything that was said. But there were highlights. I remember specific messages that really impacted and meant something more to me personally. I remember distinctly some moments of interaction that I had with people on the campgrounds. I don't remember distinctly everybody that I talked to. But there were moments when I think about Monarch, I remember speaking with this one, I remember what it was about, because we had a moment. I remember praying with people when there was a moment that the Spirit of the Lord came through. I remember praying with someone when the moment wasn't real good and it left me kind of scratching my head. I remember they were battling and dealing with something, and I remember that moment. I remember, see, the memories that we have are made up of memories of moments, really. I remember climbing Mount Melange. It took, I think, was it 8 hours? With Ethan, it was 7-8 hours to climb Mount Melange. I do not remember every step that I took. But I remember some moments on that mountain. I remember I barely made it. I remember if there was a helicopter that could have come and got me off the mountain and it wouldn't have cost anything, I would have been calling a helicopter. But I remember the moment I thought, you know what, there's only one way to go and I might as well keep going up because I have to. There's no option. I remember the moment I didn't think I could take another step. And I wasn't looking down that far and saying I can make it there. I was looking at a grass clump in front of me saying I can make it there. I remember the moment. I remember the moment when I got to the top of the mountain in the oasis, the beauty of the open grasslands. I remember the moment. So when I talk about Mount Melange, I remember moments. You get the point? Life is composed of moments. All moments then are not created equal. Because there are a lot of moments that just, they go by and into oblivion because we don't remember all of them. But there are some moments that are burned into our memory. And when we sit around and visit and just talk, you know normally what we're talking about. We're talking about moments, aren't we? Do you remember when? Do you remember the moment or that brief period of time when? And that's what our memories are. So what significance does that have to us? if you will allow me to quote Dr. Seuss, he said, sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. I'd like us to remember that one. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. It is important for us this morning to remember the value of a moment. When a moment becomes a memory, it's there. Moments of last week. I shared before, I remember, and again, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but I remember a moment. Walking through the airport, my body was spasming, I was having difficulty walking, and I know some people look on you with pity, or some people turn away so they don't have to look at you, and it doesn't make someone that has a disability feel real good. And I remember walking through the airport, and a woman looked at me. 2 seconds. That's all. It was an angel or something. I don't know who it was or what it was. But I remember the look. And it filled me with, it was a look of warmth and a look of acceptance. It was not a look of pity. It was not a look of poor thing. It was just a look, an expression of warmth and acceptance. And I have remembered that for 15 years, for 13 years. It was a moment. When we talk about the value of a moment, do you remember when someone had a moment with you and it impacted your life? A look, a word spoken, a deed done. Those moments that we remember are both good and bad, aren't they? I remember moments that I would like to forget, but they're seared in my memory. A moment when someone did something and had a great impact on me as a person. Well, Psalms 90, verse 12. Psalms 90, verse 12. The scripture said, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days. In other words, teach us, Lord, to recognize the brevity of life, and teach us, Lord, to redeem the time. Because a moment can have so much significance. And I believe that's what the psalmist was referring to when he said, Lord, teach us to number our days. Our moments are limited. So folks, I want to challenge us this morning. Let our moments be worthwhile. Let our moments that make memories in the lives of others around us, let us strive that those moments would be meaningful and have a positive impact. Because the things and the way that we treat people and the way that we talk to people, we may not remember everything that was said, but we can remember the moment. We can remember how it made us feel. We can remember some words that were spoken. And I'm sure probably all of us here this morning can remember something that was said in our life that there's this distinct memory of the moment. And it's just like it was yesterday, maybe it was years ago. There's a place to forgive. That's not what I'm talking about this morning. But we are not God. God forgives and forgets. As humans, we forgive and put it and try it and give that over to the Lord. But it doesn't mean that the Lord comes and erases out of our brain that we can't remember what happened. God has done that before with some people. But if you remember that you forgot, you're still remembering something. You know what I'm saying? So the point being is that the Lord wants us to number our days this morning. And be aware that we are impacting people around us. And many times the impact is in a moment. So Lord, teach us to number our days. In the book of James chapter 4, James chapter 4 verse 14, it says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. What is life? Isn't life made up of just in light of eternity, this life is a moment. So Lord, teach us to number our days and give value to the moment. Let me give you an illustration. If you are having a conflict with someone, if you will remember the value of the moment, do you think it might change how you spoke and what you said and how you talked? I'm talking about disagreement, conflict, difference of opinion. And not all conflict is unspiritual, understand? Conflict is difference. But the Lord wants us to handle our differences and conflict with His grace, does He not? So if there is conflict and if there are differences, if we would remember the value of a moment, might it give us more pause in seeking God's grace in that moment than maybe sometimes we do? Power. There's power in a moment. Words spoken in a few seconds. I still remember something as a teenager that someone said to me in a way that was, it was literally a few seconds. And I still remember the look and the expression and the tone of voice and how it made me feel. It was just a moment. It was a few seconds. And it wasn't a real positive memory. Do y'all have memories like that? We have the good and the bad memories. So remember the power of a moment. The power. The words that are spoken. Proverbs 15 verse 4. Proverbs 15 verse 4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." Now, there is another translation that reads this way. Gentle words. Now, I want you to think about the power of a moment. Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And the scripture also says, does it not let your speech be always with what? With grace. Seasoned with salt. Let your speech always be kind. Let it be. Why isn't it? Because I think sometimes people don't recognize the power of the moment. Have you ever been in a discussion with someone and you let emotions overtake your expression and words came out that you would acknowledge later that really you didn't mean it like you said? Has anyone else ever done that besides me? Everybody's scared to nod their head except one. Okay, there's three, okay. Why does that happen? I'm just preaching where we live, all right? Why does that happen? Lord, teach us to value the moment. Teach us to recognize that our words have power. And the words that are spoken, a wholesome tongue, gentle words, bring life. In a moment, your few words can bring encouragement. They can bring life to someone, or the words that are spoken in a moment can tear down and crush. And later, you can come back and say, "I'm sorry." And we should forgive. And we do. And we should say, "I'm sorry." If you're the one that said it, apologize and humble yourself. But do you know what? When words are spoken, they can never be recaptured. So Lord, teach us to number our days. Teach us to value our moments. That when you are in a discussion and the emotions are rising just a little bit, the red light, the flashing light ought to be going off. Be careful here. Be careful of your words, because the words that you speak can be seared into someone's spirit. And later, if you say you're sorry, maybe you are, but you know what? The words still have an effect on the spirit. It's why parents need to be careful how they talk to their children. It's why husbands and wives need to be careful how they speak to each other, because a rash word, you say it's just a moment. Well, I mean, look at the other 23 and a half hours. It was all good. Why take just that last 5 minutes or that 1 minute? Why take that? Because moments become memories. That's the reason why. So, Lord, help us to value the power of a moment. Do you remember the moment when you were faced with a decision of, should I or shouldn't I? Should I do it or shouldn't I? Y'all remember growing up, some of the adults, you remember any of those moments of decision? The moment when you said, I'm not going to do it, and you walked away. Or the moment when you thought, ah, who cares? Those moments of decision have long-lasting repercussions in our life. When you children and young people are faced with decisions, and it's like, okay, should I or should not? Should I disobey mom and dad? I don't think they're ever going to find out. No one's ever going to know. Should I or should not? I want you to remember, there's power in that moment. That moment is going to make a big difference, not only in what you do, but in the relationship that you have with those that are putting your trust in you. And it will also impact what you do the next time you have a moment of decision. There's great power in a moment. The scripture in Ephesians 5, verse 16 says, redeeming the time because you know the days are evil. Redeeming the time. Valuing the moment of decision. That was Ephesians 5:16. He said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore be not unwise, understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Do you know one of the problems with drunkenness, amongst many other things? One of the problems with drunkenness is, again, that's intoxication. That's what the scripture's talking about. It changes the decisions you make in a moment. It changes your thought process. And that's the reason why I said, don't be drunk. Because it will change the decisions you make in a moment that will have lasting impact. He said, don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but wait, be filled with the Spirit. Allow the Spirit of God to impact your moments. And when you come to a moment, and it's going to happen when you leave here today, it's going to happen to all of us, you're going to have a moment. You may have a moment talking with someone on the phone. You may have a moment when someone crosses you. You may have a moment when someone cuts you off in traffic. We had a moment. What are you going to do with that moment? You're going to have a moment when your face, maybe a temptation comes, and you have a moment. What are you going to do? There's power in that moment. And I want to challenge and encourage us to be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit. Be moved with the Spirit of the Lord. A moment of temptation. Do you remember Jesus when he was tempted of the devil? It talks about a moment there. Luke chapter 4, it said, when the devil took Jesus up into a high mountain, it said he showed him the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. People say, well, did the devil literally, physically pick Jesus up and it happened in a moment of time. Just like with most of us, temptation normally, where does it start? It starts with a thought, doesn't it? The enemy bringing something to our minds. Folks, that was a moment. The moment of temptation. What are you going to do with the moment of temptation? Do you remember what David did with his moment of temptation? He went up on the rooftop, and who did he see across the way? He saw Bathsheba. Now, you could say that was a moment, but what kind of moment was it? It was a moment of temptation. It was a moment that David had a decision to make. Am I going to stand here and continue to look at temptation, or am I going to turn on my heel and go back downstairs and escape the temptation? It was a moment. But consider the end of David with Bathsheba versus Joseph with Potiphar's wife. Joseph also had a moment. And in that moment, he asked himself the question. He said, how can I do this thing against the God? And he fled for his life. So the question is, what will you do with your moment of temptation? There's power in a moment. There is a song in our book entitled Eternity. And as the Lord was starting to talk to me, I thought about the cost of a moment. The song says this, and it is a moving song in our book. I'm not sure what number it is.
409.
What is it?
409.
Number 409 in our song book. It said, I lingered and silently listened to the dull, heavy tread of the years. And I thought of the fate of the guilty. See, he's in eternity. He's observing. When Christ in his glory appears, a shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost. For eternity's stillness was broken by the groans and the sigh of the lost. The cost of a moment. I remember when the Spirit of the Lord brought conviction. And I said, I'm not going to be saved. I'm not going to heal. Do you know the cost of that moment when the Lord comes back and I face God? I'm going to remember the moment the Lord talked to my heart and I said, there is a cost. There's a great cost to moments, saints. There's something else, and I'd like to be brief, but I would like to continue just a little bit for a few moments. 2 Corinthians teaches us in chapter 4 that our light affliction, which is but for what? A moment. It worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Do you know that there are moments of affliction, and it seems like it's a lot more than a moment? We go through hard things in life. We go through hardships. But if we can remember that in life of eternity, this is just a moment. It's just a moment. And so, folks, let's be faithful in our moments, this moment of life. In light of eternity, this isn't very long. You young people and children, it may seem like, well, if I follow the Lord, I'm going to have to do this, and I can't do that. No, the Lord has blessings to give to you if you will follow Him. But even if it was all sacrifice, and it's a lot more than sacrifice, but even if that's all it was, this is just a moment. And in light of eternity, it's going to be worth it. So Lord, teach us to number our days and recognize in light of eternity that this life is so short. So when you're tempted and it seems difficult and you may feel like throwing your hands up in the air, I want you to remember, folks, this is just for a moment. And that light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's working for us something of eternal value. For the sake of time, I'm going to give you the reference, and if you want some homework, you can go read it, but I'll refer to John chapter 16, verse 19 to 22. Jesus spoke again about a little time. He talked about a woman that was in childbirth, and there was weeping and lamenting. And it said that a woman, when she has been travailed in sorrow because her hour has come, when she delivers a child, she remembers no more the anguish for the joy. How many women have you known that after they deliver their first child, they say never again? Y'all ever met someone like that? They have their first, they said just one child, that's it. But do you know after a while, they're talking a little bit differently. You know, maybe two sounding, I might like another child. Three and four and five. And do you realize that the moment of anguish, the moment that you might say, oh, I'll never forget that, never again, that the joy and the blessings of the child far supersede the moment of anguish. Jesus told his disciples, it's that way. I'm going to die and you're going to be sorry and you're going to be languishing and in grief. But I want you to remember, it's just like a woman in travail, because I'm going to be raised from the dead and your sorrow is going to pass away. And it's like you're going to almost not remember the sorrow. This morning, trade in. If there are moments of sorrow and difficulty and struggle, just hold on and stay faithful, because the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. The Lord is going to come back. The Lord is going to come through in your trial today. Now, it may not be today, but the Lord's going to come through. So just hold on and be faithful. And that moment of anguish, you're going to say, it was worth it for the joy that I'm experiencing today. I would like to conclude with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." We're not going to stay dead. It says, "We shall all be changed in a moment." In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, "For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." You know, this morning he was giving hope. If you die, do you know it's just going to be in a moment when the Lord comes back, we're going to be raised up, resurrected, and giving a glorified body. In a moment, the Lord is going to come back in a moment that you think not. The Lord is going to come back as a thief in the night. Knowing the Lord is going to come back in a moment, and I don't know what moment it's going to be, I say this morning, Lord, help us to value our moments. Because the Lord's coming back in a moment. So Lord, teach us to number our days, to realize that there is value to the moment, there's power in the moment, and there is a cost to the moment. So folks, let's use our moments to glorify God. Let's be mindful of the moments, the words we speak, the actions, our decisions we make in a moment. They may last more than just a lifetime. It may last for an eternity. So Lord, help us to value our moments. And I believe this. If you would like stronger relationships with people, brothers and sisters, if you would like stronger relationships with each other, this is one way to do it. Start valuing your moments. Husbands and wives, you want a stronger marriage? Want a better home life? Value your moments. Realize there's power in it. And let God lead us in our moments, because one day the Lord's going to come back in a moment. And I want to be found ready.